Hello, and welcome to Put People First Radio. Put People First Radio tells the untold stories of everyday people in Vermont and reports on their struggles to organize for a government that puts people and the planet first.
In this episode, we'll hear about the hearings on S-38, a bill that would make driver's licenses available to all Vermont residents. Stay tuned. On Thursday, March 14th, the Vermont Senate Transportation Committee heard testimony on S-38, legislation that would permit all Vermont residents to be able to obtain driver's licenses, including undocumented farm workers. The room was packed with migrant justice members and supporters.
Hola, mi nombre es Alberto Madrigal. Vivo en Irasburg. Trabajo en un rancho y ordeño casi 1,000 vacas.
Hello, my name is Alberto Madrigal. I live in Irasburg. I work on a farm, and I work with roughly around 100 cows.
Estoy hoy aquí por luchando por una licencia, pero no solo por una licencia, sino por mis derechos, por una mejor vida.
I'm working here today for a license, but not only a license, for a better life, better work.
Yo solo vengo a trabajar, a hacer un bien. No soy criminal, no soy nada. Y más que nada merezco respeto, educación más que nada, porque somos seres humanos.
I came here to work. I'm not a criminal, and I have the right to education and work just like any human being.
El no tener licencia me aísla, me encierra a una vida sola, triste, no hablar con persona, no.
Not having a license makes my life very alone and kind of closes up my world.
Quiero ser respetado como lo que soy, ser humano, no inmigrante como muchos me llaman, y por eso estamos aquí hoy luchando.
I want to be respected like a human being, and that's why many of us are here today fighting.
Danila Lopez, a leader in migrant justice, testified to the ways that a lack of freedom of movement affects farm workers in Vermont.
Buenos días a todos. Mi nombre es Danilo López. Soy parte de la comunidad migrante de Vermont.
Good morning. My name is Danilo López, and I'm part of the migrant community. And I am Natalia Fajardo, and I'll interpret today.
Como ya han escuchado, les recuerdo que muchos de nosotros nos sentimos abandonados, alejados de la sociedad. Es tanta la soledad que muchos pensamos que lo único que existe son los ranchos.
As you may have heard, I would like to remind you the way that many of us feel. We feel abandoned, we feel far from society. The loneliness is such that many times we think that the only thing to the world here is the farm.
La vida en Vermont para muchos de nosotros es difícil, ya que un simple malestar te puede ocasionarse o convertirse en algo más grave.
This can also impact our health living here in Vermont, and many times a simple illness can become something more serious.
Donde siempre dependemos de nuestros patrones para cubrir nuestras necesidades básicas. Por ejemplo, el compañero David paga $70 para visitar a su hermano que vive a 10 minutos de distancia de él.
Where we depend on farmers or people who charge a lot of money or volunteers to get around and to meet our fundamental needs. For instance, one of our compañeros, one of our peers, David Santiago, has to pay $70 to go see his brother. He lives 5 minutes down the road.
Danilo also spoke about the ways that having a driver's license for all residents would be a step forward for Vermont, and the crucial role that farm workers play in Vermont's dairy industry.
Por favor, recuerden que la leche que toman sus hijos en las escuelas, el queso que se venden en los restaurantes, la misma leche que está hoy en día en la cafetería de aquí del State House, está hecho a base del trabajo de toda la comunidad migrante y con el apoyo de todos los patrones.
Please remember that the milk that children drink in schools, the cheese that is sold in Vermont restaurants, and even the milk that you find here in the cafeteria at the State House that perhaps you drink every day, depends on the hand of farmers and farm workers who together bring the food that we every day enjoy.
Y muchas gracias por todo, y recuerden que en sus corazón y en sus manos está la dignidad y el respeto de muchas personas aquí hoy presente.
Thank you very much, and please remember that in your heart and in front of you is the respect and dignity of a lot of people who are here today.
For more information on migrant justice and S-38, go to www.migrantjustice.net.
Put People First Radio is a project of the People's Media Project. For more information, go to www.workercenter.org/media.